Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more John Chuckery.
We've heard so much about you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you, John Chuckery Show. Hanging out at Kia Studios. Friday night, late night with you. I'm going to take you for one more hour. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll also take your phone calls if you want to still talk about the Atlanta Hawks. Good win here tonight. 139-124 over New York Knickerbockers. Five in a row now for the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll take your calls as well about that. Odyssey app site catches on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At JMCH316 is where you can reach me, at underscore Dylon Matthews on the Twitter page. Let's preface all this, Dylon. We're getting back together on Tuesday, right? This was sort of a, you know, for lack of a better term, trial run and things like that, okay? So we're going to get back together on Tuesday for a full four-hour show from 7 to 11 and things like that. So I will explain in much greater detail about all the things that have happened and all the things that had gone on. And, you know, I was on the IR, so I was definitely on the IR, and, you know, we'll explain all of that. But I appreciate everybody's well wishes. I appreciate everybody welcoming me back, and you know,
the king has returned.
What is that clip, by the way? What do I know that from?
It's from The Lion King.
Okay, all right, that's right. Well, I would get the Road Warrior, the Mel Gibson, the follow up to the Mel Gibson movie, and play the Ayatollah of rock and roll. But anyway, that's just me. So anyway, but I'll explain in nauseating detail on Tuesday, all the things that had happened and why I was out for a good bit, because I've been out for over a month now. So we'll do some catching up at 11:40, just catching up on some of these different things that have gone on. But we'll catch up. But we'll explain in detail on Tuesday all the things that happened. So, you know, when I talk about the Atlanta Hawks, and I keep talking about, you know, some specific things. I saw the Sam Amick story, what was it, Friday of last week, about, you know, Tony, or about Nick Wrestler, and he's having influence, and Travis Schlenk has been, you know, moved aside, and that was decided over the summer, and all the fall-to-roll and everything that comes along with it, okay? I go back to what Tony Wrestler said in their off-season interviews, right? When it was the end of the season and, you know, we played all those clips and we had the interview with Tony Wrestler, you know, we spoke to the media and all that stuff, okay? Tony Wrestler made it a point to say that we will certainly go in the luxury tax. We will certainly dip our toe in that water and all those things if it makes sense. Let me say again. We'll get in the luxury tax and all that good kind of stuff if it makes sense. And to be honest with you, for the last, let's say, year and a half plus, and maybe the tide is shifting at this point, but for the last year and a half, it hasn't made sense to get into the luxury tax. There's been no reason for this organization, with the results that they had last year, with a 19-22 start, you know, or midway point start, there was no reason for this franchise to dip its toe into those waters. Now, Dylon, do you know how far away the Atlanta Hawks are from the luxury tax?
Oh, not very far.
Okay.
They're close.
$1.9 million.
Yeah.
That's how razor thin it is. If you had kept Kevin Huerter when he was going into the first year of that, what was it, 4-for-64 deal that he signed, you'd be in the luxury tax. Now, yes, I know you'd have Kevin Huerter, but let's face it. Kevin Huerter's not an all-star player. And he's not a guy that you hitch your wagon to and start getting into the luxury tax. Because, again, look at what the salaries of the Hawks are going to do. They're going to escalate. Look, Trae Young is getting into his, you know, second year in a Supermax deal. DeAndre Hunter is getting into his big deal. Capella's owed a bunch of money. If you keep Bogey, he's going to pick up his $18 million. He'd be a fool not to. He's not going to go get $18 million on the open market. He'd be a fool. I mean, he likes playing here, and he could get $18 million. Why would he opt out of all of that? And so just the natural accumulation of the contracts and things like that are going to get you into the luxury tax and move that payroll up. Now, it's the nature of the beast. But when you're, the 9 seed or the 10 seed last year, and you're 19-22 at the midway point, that doesn't make sense to punitively hurt your organization. It does, because again, if you're going to keep DeJounte Murray, number one is you better win. Number two is you're going to have to pay him after next year. And you're going to add another max caliber player if you decide to do that. Then you're full bore. Then you're, okay, we're diving head first into that cement pond that's filled up, you know, with water, and let's hope that we don't bump our head on the bottom of it. So you're going to naturally progress if you even just keep some of these guys together. But they have not been a good enough organization to get to that point. You know, things can change, right? In the words of Vince McMahon, plans change, pal. Things can change. And maybe if they go on, look, I always talk about the NBA schedule in chunks. Remember a long time ago, okay? Go back about a week before Thanksgiving, okay? And I said on this airways before I went brain dead, I said that there was a 19-game stretch starting with the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving until the end of the calendar year that I thought that the Hawks could take advantage of. It was some of the West Coast teams coming here. It was the Sacramento Queens. It was Charlotte, Oklahoma City. A lot of these vagabond organizations, Detroit, a lot of these vagabond organizations that were coming to you to come play you. And I said, okay, at the time that they were, just a few games above 500, but if they can go 13-6, they can be about 10 games up above 500. Okay, now we're cooking with, now we're cooking with grease. Well, guess what they went? Guess what that 19-game stretch was?
It had to be like 6-and, it probably was opposite. It was probably like 6-13, something like that.
7-12.
7-12, yep.
And they didn't take advantage of it. And this is why, and I understand Travis Schlenk had a vision and things like that, but I think that they thought that this organization would have advanced at this point. And, you know, I think there's a fundamental difference about where Travis Schlenk is. And I don't want to say that he would willy-nilly spend wrestlers' money, but when you're the GM and your owner gives you an edict, you either follow it or you're going to be on the outs. And with all due respect to the Atlanta Hawks, Travis Schlenk didn't win enough, had the great run in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's right. You know, no doubt about it. It was one of the most exciting teams, as much fun as we ever had with Hawks, even more than the 60-win team. That was the most exciting run we'd ever been on. But you followed up with laying an egg, and you were 19-22 at the midway point of the season. And I always said, I said this consistently, which direction is that pendulum going to swing? Does it swing toward we're kind of the Hawks of old, or can we get this thing on track and be a competent winning organization? Well, for a year and a half, they haven't been. Save this 5-game winning streak, but still, they're 2 games above 500. But save this 5-game winning, 19-22 at the midway point. After coming off of, what were they, a 9 or 10 seed or whatever it was?
10 seed.
Yeah. You know, in
all. 9 seed.
Yeah, 9 seed. And all the play-in games and all that kind of stuff. You know, to get to, you know, you had to win, what, 2 games just to get into the first round of the, you know, of the NBA
playoff.
Final.
You had to win two sudden death games just to get to the
right.
A seed.
Right, right. And one was on the road.
Yep, that Cleveland game was on the road.
Because you beat Charlotte, then you had to go up to Cleveland and win that game. So I fully believe this, that there's a fundamental difference between where the Hawks were at and saying, look, this ain't the thing to do. And I don't think it's an indictment on Travis Schlenk. You know, he's got a vision and he's got his plan and all that. Well, okay, but your plan isn't working. And maybe that's because they're not healthy. Maybe that's because, you know, whatever the reason is. You know, look, if you cut off your left, you cut off your right arm in a farming accident, you're known as lefty for the rest of your life. Right? And that's the reality of it. You know, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the reason is. Professional sports is a net results business. It's a net results business. And when you have an owner and a GM and a guy he gave a lot of power to, right? President of basketball operations and all this title stuff that went along with it. All this stuff that went along with it for Travis Schlenk. It has to produce results. And okay, you know, your star player, you know, he's you know, he didn't want the original coach, Lloyd Pierce, so let's make that change, let's make Nate. And now you're looking at, okay, so we're going to probably be on, realistically, our third coach in 6 years with our star player. And we're not, and again, I understand things can change, but at the point of emphasis of where this organization was at, we're going to be potentially on our third coach in 6 years. We're a below 500 team coming off a number 10 seed where we or number 9 seed, whatever it was, where we barely even made it into, you know, the play-in round. And then we had to win 2 games just to get into, and then we got clobbered. We got absolutely clobbered in the first round of the playoffs against Miami. Wasn't even really a competitive series. How do you think Tony Ressler's going to say, wait a second, I'm putting all this money? Because, again, he's paid everybody. He's paid Trae Young supermax money. He's paid Clint Capella. He's paid DeAndre Hunter. He was going to pay Kevin Huerter. He's paid, you know, he gave Bogey a nice contract. They gave Gallinari a nice contract. They've spent money, but the results haven't been there. And look, I'll say the same thing about Arthur Blank, that all of the spotlight is on Terry Fontenot right now. More than Arthur Smith than anything else, all of the spotlight is on Terry Fontenot, because Terry Fontenot's in the same position. Hey, man, you got to build us a winner. You got the money. You got the contracts out of the way. You got your young core. You got everything in place. I know this guy can coach, despite what a lot of people think, fans and stuff like that. I know this guy can coach. He's taken a bunch of vagabonds and gotten wins out of them. Now you got to build a roster. Or I'll get the next guy in. And that's what Tony Ressler said. It's not that Nick Ressler's some savant. It's a matter of fitting what you want to do within the parameters that the owner sets. And it hasn't made sense. And I'm sympathetic to it. Hasn't made sense to just willy-nilly go into the luxury tax just because you can. All right, when we get back, I want the wily old dog defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. I'll explain up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to more John Chuckery.
No, I'm having a good time. Having a good time.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back at on the John Chuckery Show, hanging out at the Key Studios. Taking you to the top of the hour. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, so you catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. At JMSH316 on my personal Twitter page. He is at _ Dylan Matthews. We will be back with you on Tuesday. So we got a full 4-hour show, 7 to 11, back to normal. A lot to get into. To discuss and all the different things that are going along with it. But let me ask you a question, because my dad said this. Do I speak as fast as I did before? Do I still speak fast, or do I speak slower?
I feel like you speak the same. I feel like you speak just as fast.
Okay.
I don't think you lost a step, Chuck.
All right. No, I mean, it's not a matter of losing a step. It's just I didn't pick up on all of that. But I had a couple. I had my dad and somebody else that said that they didn't think that I talked as fast.
Gotcha.
So anyway, just getting feedback on everything. So, again, we'll kind of get into everything. And we'll catch up on some stuff about, you know, what's going on in the universe and the world, because it feels like I missed out on everything, right? Like I missed out on like all kinds of stuff.
You know what it feels like? You know, in Avengers Infinity War when everybody blipped, it feels like you blipped and you just came back.
Right. Like I was, what was it, Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Like he was
you
in
got
the,
stuck in the quantum realm.
Yeah, he was in the, you know, Quonset hut and all that and, you know, whatever he did.
You were in the Quiznos.
Yeah, right. He was in the Quiznos. Yeah, he was. So he was stuck in the Quiznos and he couldn't get a hot sub and, you know, I was there for 5 years and it was 5 minutes. I mean, so anyway, yeah, I was in the realm of, by the way, I saw the previews of that movie.
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'll see when it's on cable. Yeah, when in 5 years when it's on TNT, that's when I'll catch it. So anyway, all right. Falcons are in need of a defense. That's one of the other things we missed, right? Falcons are in need of a defense coordinator as Dean Pease has retired. Now, here's what I'll say, and I heard Chuck Smith's comments earlier today, and you know, I will say this. I want that wily, old dog, veteran defensive coordinator, like a Dean Pease. I am all about Vic Fangio and the attacking style of defense. Now, listen, I would also really like to have Brian Flores because he's an attacking style type of defensive coach as well. I'll take Brian Flores or my number one wish would be Vic Fangio. Because I really do think that you need to build off of what Dean Pease set in place. Now, look, the defense had its issues, but by and large, they kept you close enough in games and players got better. I do think that there are guys that got better. Jalen Hawkins got better. You know, we saw some development out of the rookies, you know. Maybe we didn't have a rookie that came in and just, you know, took over the league like Micah Parsons. But could we have drafted him? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we could have.
I promise you, at the end of the season, I put like a tweet together of like six or seven things or whatever like that about the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It was a thread.
Yeah, and we're going to get into this, you know, at some point here during the offseason, because I'll just tease it already. If this franchise had had Micah Parsons, they'd be a playoff team. They'd be a playoff team right now today. Maybe they wouldn't move past the first round. Maybe they would. Micah Parsons is going to go down as a generational defensive talent. I mean, with Aaron Donald and guys of that ilk, Von Miller, guys of that kind of ilk.
Is he the closest thing we've seen to LT since LT?
Yeah. Yeah. He's the closest thing to Lawrence Taylor. He's going to be in, I guess, people look at the 80s as, you know, really ancient old times, but put it in the context of sort of more modern day, like you dopey millennials and stuff like that, sort of more modern day of Aaron Donald, Von Miller, those kinds of guys. He's going to be that dominant of a defensive player. And I said, you know, there was only three guys that, anyway, I'm getting sidetracked and all that, but we will have that discussion, because those are the things that transform your franchise. So I want an old school, wily veteran defensive coordinator, an attack first defense coordinator. Here's the number one thing that has to be fixed before we can talk playoffs and all these different things. You have to sack the quarterback, and not 23 times and stuff like that. Okay? Let me give you the last 5 years. And I just did this on my podcast recently. So the Rams last year, third in the NFL in sacks. The Buccaneers the year before, fourth in the NFL in sacks. The Kansas City Chiefs the year before, 11th in the NFL in sacks. The year before that, the Patriots were 30th in the NFL in sacks. Hold on to that thought. And then the Philadelphia Eagles the year before were 15th in the NFL in sacks. Now, the one outlier, the 30th in sacks number, okay? Do you know who was the quarterback for that team?
Mr. O'Brady.
Okay. So if you give me the single most important player in the history of the NFL and the single best quarterback ever in the history of the league, the guy who's won more than anyone in the entire history, however 100-plus years old the NFL is, if you give me that guy in his prime, sure, then I don't have to sack the quarterback.
That ain't happening.
For every other quarterback who's ever buckled his chin strap in the history of the league, you sack the quarterback. Who's the top two teams in the NFL this year when it comes to sacking the quarterback?
Eagles, and I actually don't know the second one. Who's the second one?
Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs are second?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Is there a chance that they can meet up in the Super Bowl?
Oh, most definitely.
Oh. So, besides running quarterbacks and this and that, whatever like that, you have to sack the quarterback. And I always talk about this. You have to be a 40-sack team or better to be championship caliber. The Eagles are 70 sacks. I think it's the Chiefs are in the 50s. The Rams were 51 last year. The Buccaneers were 48. The Chiefs the year before that were 45. Even the the Patriots, who finished 30th, were 30 sacks. 30. And they finished almost dead last. And then the Eagles, who were 15th, had 39. If you can't get 40 sacks out of your team, you can forget running deep in the playoff. You have to have that skill set. You have to be able to do that. And I think with it comes having an aggressive defense coordinator, an old school guy who understands not some modern, you know, philosophy and technique and stuff like that. You know, it's funny. I'm seeing all this stuff about, oh, well, Dan Quinn and this, that, and the other. Well, Dan Quinn's a good defense coordinator because he's got the best defensive player in the entire of the NFL. That's why he's so good. Because he's got the ultimate game wrecker in that dude, number 11. He has the ultimate game wrecker. And you know what he'll do? He'll go get a head coaching job and fall on his face.
Yep.
Because he's not a good coach. And all that Legion of Boom stuff and all that, where was Dan Quinn when they built that? Where was Dan Quinn when they built that? He was in Gainesville, Florida. That was Pete Carroll that built the Legion of Boom with Earl Thomas and Richard Sherman and those guys. Dan walked into that situation. Gus Bradley was the DC the year before Dan. How did Gus Bradley do as a head coach in the NFL when he took over Jacksonville?
Not very good.
No. How'd Dan do when he was a head coach in the NFL?
Not very good.
Yeah. But he'll parlay that into, because he's got the ultimate game wrecker on defense. Did you see Micah Parsons the other night on Monday night in that game against Tampa Bay?
Man, everywhere.
And he's all over the field.
Everywhere.
You don't have to coach that. That there are some things that you don't have to coach. Yeah, you coach little things and tweaks and stuff like that and twerks and stuff like that here and there. You can't coach that. That's just pure, as my buddy Rob Tribble says, want to. And he's that good. But give me one of those old school guys.
And it's funny, to your point about Vic Fangio, I was reading an article the other day, and these new crazy NFL offensive minds like Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, the guy they say they struggle against the most, Vic Fangio.
Yeah, because he's going to attack you, and he's going to commit to sacking your quarterback. And that, listen, I would be happy with Brian Flores or Vic, but I want Vic Fangio. I want that old school guy that's got that mentality to go after the quarterback, and that's his mission in life. And, you know, all these newfangled hybrid guys and this and that, and, you know, Jim Mora walked into when he met with Arthur Blank, he walked in with like this whole spiral notebook binder of all these different things. And give me an old school guy. Give me a guy who's going to attack and put pressure on the other team. Because that's what it's about. You have to, the one thing you can, you know, people talk about, oh, the run defense. That's nonsense. You have to sack the quarterback first and foremost. It changes everything about the way your offense runs. And we'll get into this discussion on Tuesday. I'm not in the Lamar Jackson camp. I'm not about paying Lamar, training for Lamar, just for him to lead my team in rushing as a quarterback. I'm not all for that. Not all for that. I want a quarterback who can stand in the pocket and he can push the football downfield. Because, like it or not, that's what wins in the NFL. Doesn't mean that they can't run. Doesn't mean that they're immobile. It means you get your quarterback in the pocket, and you still push the ball downfield. That's still Pat Mahomes. That's what's the guy's name? Josh Allen I want to have these brain dead moments and stuff like that. But that's Allen. That's Mahomes. And those guys can run, no doubt about it. But you push the football down the field, and I want that old school guy that's going to attack the quarterback and go after him with all of his fervor and might. So we'll see what happens. Hey, they're going to make a decision here very quickly because they got the East-West Shrine Game or whatever it is that the Falcons...
The old Shrine Bowl.
Yeah, for the Shrine Bowl for the Falcons are coaching in or whatever. So they got to make a decision pretty quickly because I'm going to assume that they're going to want their guys there and build their defensive staff and everything like that and have those guys there when... Well, I don't even know where that thing is. I mean, so... Anyway, all right, when we get back, we'll kind of do some catching up and things like that. So, Chuck, we're here in the Kia Studios with you till the top of the hour. Sports Radio 92 on the game, Odyssey.com app.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to more John Chuckery. He's in the zone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the Kia Studios. Chuckery here. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be part of the show. I'm going to take you to the top of the hour. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I am at JMSH316. He is at _ Dylan Matthews on our personal Twitter pages. Back with you on Tuesday. We'll have a full regular show, 7 to 11. So we will spin all the hits and get back on track here as kind of the, I don't know, what would this be? Kind of like the tryout show or, you know, things like that.
Yeah, the tryout, the preface show, the prerequisite. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, just just kind of a warm-up act, warm-up show, you know, get ready for everything. So, you know, I missed a lot of stuff. You know, I was, I guess it was about middle, right before the middle of the month that that I've been out since, and missed quite a bit of stuff. I mean, Falcons regular season, you know, and I'll just quickly kind of comment through all of these kinds of things. But look, most importantly is the Falcons didn't take a step back year over year in wins. You know, they won seven games. I said that they would win seven games last year. They won seven games. I said they would win six this year. They won seven games. So that's good considering what your roster is and the, you know, the bunch of vagabonds and stuff like that, not just at quarterback, but, you know, up and down the roster and dealing with all the dead money and everything like that. So I thought the Falcons had a successful season. And by the way, like, there are some things that are very tiring, okay? One publication had the Falcons winning two games, and that was like USA Today or something like that. One publication. And we turned that into a whole narrative about, look, even the Vegas line was 4.5, so, you know, you figure five games for the over, you know, which, okay, that's two games. But only one source had them as a two-win franchise because it's almost impossible to be 2-15. Like, you have to really have the bottom fall out. I mean, that's – look, that's why it's so rare to have not just undefeated seasons but winless seasons, right? You know, it's very rare that you can go an entire season and not run into a team or two that you can beat or somebody's got an off day or whatever. So I thought the Falcons did some good things. I also think that Desmond Ridder played well, and he improved every single game. From start to start to start to start, he had growth each and every week. And look, do I think that all of their quarterback issues are solved and we've got our next franchise quarterback? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I'm not 100% convinced, but I feel better having watched him over the four-game sample size that he had, that I feel like, okay, he can do some things, and I can go into the season, you know, having him start at quarterback and addressing several other things, right? I also think that Terry Fontenot has the white-hot spotlight on him because now you're not under all the contracts and roster limitations and lack of money and blah, 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 blah over the last 2 years. You have a good coach that has been able to win you more games than you probably should have won, but now you've got to get your roster right. Now the team building thing is on Terry Fontenot. And Terry Fontenot's greatest strength when he was I don't think he was the assistant general manager to Mickey Loomis in New Orleans, but he was the guy who identified free agents, you know, pro prospects. Like, he wasn't the guy who, you know, broke down all the collegiate prospects. He was a pro personnel guy. That was his strength. Okay. Well, now you gotta hit some home runs, not just sign the biggest guy you can sign.
So in 2020, he was promoted to assistant general manager and vice president of pro personnel.
Okay, so he was assistant general manager under Mickey Loomis with Mickey Loomis out there. Okay, all right. So but again, his most identifiable thing is pro personnel, identifying guys who are, let's take it this way, identifying guys who are free agents and things like that who can step in and help your ball club out. Not so much the collegiate prospect level of it, okay? So now the white-hot spotlight is on him. And look, I also think that they need to go edge rush in the draft. I've saying it for years now, but, you know, you can't, you just don't have enough of those guys. And, you know, we'll get into all the mock drafts and everything else and lead you into draft coverage and all that kind of stuff. So that all happened out there. Georgia winning the national championship. Look, I think that was the most exciting game in my lifetime against Ohio State. Even more than Texas and Southern Cal, because I had skin in the game. You know, rooting like crazy for Georgia. I'll still say, and you know, it may come to, you know, I'm wrong and got to eat crow and all this stuff, but I will continue to say that Ryan Day's play calling is the number one reason that they will not win. Ryan Day is the number one reason that they will not win a national title. Won't be because they don't have enough talent or anything like that. That Ryan Day, as their head coach, is the number one reason why. And some of his play calling and things like that. And I talked about it all year long on College Football Game Time. Northwestern, Michigan, Penn State. You know, talked about it all season long about just head-scratching moments and times. Just like, okay, like, what's he doing? And once again, what's the number one question Ryan Day had to answer in his post-game press conference about in the game against Georgia? It wasn't about his kicker or anything like that. It was about his play calling about, hey, why didn't you try to, you know, get some more yardage, and you didn't put that kid in a very enviable position trying to kick a 50-yard field goal, which was probably outside of his reach and everything. It was the number one thing he had to answer for. Number one thing that he had to answer for. But listen, the University of Georgia is the best program in the nation. They're the best. They have the best head coach in the nation. And they are, without a doubt, the hottest program. And look, more than Alabama, more than Clemson, more than Ohio State. They're the best program with the best coach, and they've done an amazing job of developing their talent. And the fact that they went 14-1 and won the national championship last year to, for a swan song, let's go 15-0. Because in the playoff era, you know you're going to play two of the top four teams in the country. And to go 29-1, now, the Stetson thing. I don't have a problem with the way he acted. I don't have a problem with the way that he was. I met Stetson Bennett. I sat 20 inches from him. I sat at SEC Media Days. As I'm sitting here right now, I could reach out and touch him with my arm and squeeze his arm. That's how close he was to me. I saw him physically. You know, look, he doesn't look like Will Levis. I said Will Levis is Bo Callahan. But Will Levis is, you know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. And this guy's the biggest money quarterback of all time. And that chip, and by the way, all of those guys talked about on the field. Oh, Kirby, you know, we didn't, you know, the media didn't pick us to win five or six games. It wasn't Stetson that they were all saying that. They were on the field after the game talking to Maria Martin, my friend. They were on the field talking to Allison Mastrangelo. All these people that I know personally, they were telling them, you know, Kelly Price. They were telling them, we were going to win five, six, you know. They had to believe in all that. That chip that he played with all season long, you don't just deactivate that for that moment. I don't want to say it's brainwashing, but the way Kirby gets these guys to buy in to what he does, because you know why? They are successful. You come to Georgia and you do it our way, you can win a national championship. You can be the number one draft pick in the NFL. If it wasn't for the two dominant quarterbacks that Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud coming out in this year's draft, Jalen Carter would be the number one pick again this year. Because I think he'll go before even Levis and some of those guys. So, what a season for Georgia. I did see Stakes tweets and all that kind of stuff. Yes, so, you know, see all that. But anyway.
Stetson came with some zingers.
Yeah, Steak and Shake and, you know, medium rare and all that. Hey, listen, you know what? If you give an opinion, you know, you got to take the heat, Chief. Listen, in the words of Steak Shapiro, you got to take the heat, cha-cha. Anyway, wrap things up with a Love TKO up next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up on the John Chuckery Show, just as we always do with the Love TKO. Did you guys get into any Brown Liquor music or anything like that?
We didn't. I would play, when we did rank him, I would play Boogie Wonderland.
Okay. All right. Well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Before we get out of here, let me let you listen to the greatest opening lyric in all of music history.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed it some tears.
Yeah, we'll get everything back on track next week. You know, what's bugging Chuckery and Brown Liquor Music Hour, and you know, well, we you know, you guys said you did rank them, so
yeah, I held down rank them.
Okay,
I did that, so you know, we kept some things, but you know, we couldn't do everything you did, because we had to keep it special. You know what I'm saying? Keep it special.
Yeah. Well, listen, hopefully you didn't get him in too much trouble or anything like that. So.
Me?
Yeah.
I never get anybody in trouble.
If it was Jarvis or somebody like that, or Day-Day, they would have, you know, IG models and different things like that. See, because Rob's a committed man now. Rob's a committed guy. So I met his significant other. I think it was at the 10th anniversary party, or maybe I don't remember. Like, I'm brain dead at this point. So, but I did meet his significant other. What else did we do with Rob here recently? But anyway, so. But he's a committed man, so I can get in all the kinds of trouble in the world for, you know, IG models and different things like that. So
me and Rob couldn't do that, so we're both committed men.
Right. Yeah,
so
we
were good.
You're committed folks, so
we kept it PG.
You're all tied down.
We kept it PG like 18.
Yep. All right. So anyway, we will be back on Tuesday. So full show 7 to 11. Back with you then. So for Dylan, it's Chuckery. We'll see you. AMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.